We start with a guest, and we have here with us Gabor Reis, the director of For Some Inexplicable Reason, and Sophia Talash, which is the editor of the film, and Gabor's girlfriend, too. Just told me.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to Fred Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Gabor, your movie has got a lot of success among the press, in the press screening I saw. And actually, it was really a breath of fresh air, as we say, because it was funny and clever. How did you come up with such a story? Because you wrote it and you directed too, so it's your baby, basically.
Yes. I wrote the story at the last year in the university, and I think about something what is really complicated first. It's a really complicated dramatic story, but I realized that I always just think about something what is here and now, and I try to left the complicated dramatic story and just write that what happened with me at the last years. And
so there was a lot of your life in that. It's not completely autobiographical, but in a way it was.
Yes, absolutely. It's there are many personal things in this movie, meeting personal situation, and there are many situation what I have seen in the public transport at Budapest.
Okay, because let's say just for the people that hasn't seen the film yet, this is a story of this guy. He's 29. His girlfriend has left him, and he is in the middle of a kind of confusion. He doesn't know what to do. His friends are all heading to different and precise directions. And he has a weird couple of parents that are really, really funny. And they were really, really... for us Italian, they sounded like a lot of Italian because they speak a lot. They speak one on top of the other.
Yes. It's really funny because when we have... we was in the screening, the first screening at here. And we just recognized that the father, I never think about this, but the father moved like the Italian actors.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the fact that the family are so protective to this guy, even too much, kind of suffocating him, trying always to make his life easier. And this is typical Italian family. The mom is like my mom, basically. I'm slightly older, but I mean, this was the attitude. Listen, you had, besides the story, which is funny, but not silly, which is a great difference, you managed to build up some very new and intriguing way of storytelling. Let's say at the beginning of the film, with all that long, let's say, monologue off about death and how can I die and what is going to happen when I die, that could have been really gloomy, kind of depressing, when it was not. It was really fun. How did you come up with that idea? Because it was really great.
The first scene,
short sequence, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I really like Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
And at Sunset Boulevard, the first scene is that the protagonist died.
Yeah.
And I just think about that. How funny will be if the protagonist not died only one time, many times.
Not many times. Yeah.
That's all. There are many, I think, many decisions. It's really come from the gut, not from Robert Mackie story book.
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
I have a question for Sophia. The editing is really good in terms of it's really snappy and fresh and fast. And sometimes it helps a lot the storytelling. It is really, it gives you the right pace. It puts you in the right pace with the film and with the different characters. For example, the scenes when the five friends are celebrating his birthday, there is a first shot which is more like editing in a more like regular way, they say. And then when they are telling him what happened, the editing is really fast and really cut, and it was really good. How did you work on it? Did you work together, or it was all your...
We worked on it together completely. Like, the scene that you described was basically in Gabor's head from the beginning, that how he wanted to edit it. So this was kind of written in his head how he wanted to edit it.
So, you were just an executor.
In this scene, I was just helping him. But basically, I think what I helped the most is, of course, pacing as well. But when we had the scenes one after the other, as he had in mind, all the scenes and the dramaturgy, then we just try to sometimes mix the scenes and put it in different places if mm-hmm. they would work better in different great. Places. So sometimes that happened during the editing process. So we rewritten some of the storyline.
Because you just moved
editing.
It.
Yeah, okay. We moved the scenes to different places.
And it's really easy because the protagonist, Aaron, it's always in the same clothes.
We just decided that we don't care about the weather changes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which
was a great choice because it made like kind of a slight surreal touch of it, which was really, really...
At first we were frightened about that to mix all the weathers and all the seasons, but then after a while we just thought that this is not the story where we should worry about that. We should just go with the flow. And
especially because with that beginning, you already told us that the film is going to be like a weird mm-hmm. in a good way kind of movie.
Yes.
And I really like the scene. That part where he's on hold with his mom on his phone and he's going through any kind of winter, summer, weather, politics, manifestations and summer.
Yes.
That was really clever. Those ideas for me made the film a different kind of product. Even if say the film is a product, it's not very nice, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of director are you on set? Are you nice? Are you are you understanding? Are you do you accept suggestions or mm-hmm. you are like
the crew was really little, just 4 or 5 person, and we always try to do everything like a team. Not the typical filmmaker's crew, and I was the boss, but every time I really interesting about the other person's opinion about everything, absolutely everything. For example, the first cut we show for the not all the crew but many person from the crew, for example the first AD, so I really try to do everything like I think it's really important to do like a team, not
just like somebody who is ordering stuff to other people.
Because
when I was talking about your movie with colleagues and other people, there were two names of directors that came up. One was Woody Allen, the other one was Michel Gondry.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that these two comparisons are correct?
This is terrible to speak about this because I really respect this director.
Well, but I think that this thing was said out of respect, not out of... Mm-hmm. Because, so you did it...
I think about sometimes the Woody Allen style, and I think when we edited the movie, we have seen some Woody Allen films. But for example, Michel Gondry, when first time I heard Michel Gondry's name with my movies, it really surprised me because
I think the fact was that your movie was perfectly melting a storytelling and surreal. Out of space, let's say it, situation, which is what Michel Gondry does. So mm-hmm. probably this is it.
Yeah, I understand it, but
we never thought of it.
Okay. Okay, so thanks a lot, and to Gabor Rice and Sofia Talash of Some Inexplicable Reasons, and it's Angelo Cerbi from the 32nd Torino Film Festival for the Fred Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.